Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Hey, welcome. This is Daryl Northbird. This is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Today we got Nicole Bolio with us, and I'd like her to introduce herself there, Nicole.
Correction, Nicole Buchanage. I got married in August. My last name changed. But, Hanin Ginoa, Gijigo Quendigo, Nicole Buchanage, Indigenous Kazo Nadug, Megazie Indu Damon and Nan Gauz, Esquadjame Kagama, Indunjiba, Bemich Gamagi Dashinda. My Chinab name is Gijigukwe. My English name is Nicole Buchanage. I'm from Leech Lake here.
Okay, thanks, Nicole. I didn't mean to call you Nicole Bolio.
Oh, no, that's fine.
If I did, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
But anyway, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the Ojibwe language, and Nicole is one of the teachers over there at the Leech Lake Tribal College. And starting off, Nicole, I want you to talk a little bit about that. Could you talk a little bit about that with us, please? Thank you.
Right now, my position's changed over there, so I no longer teach. I'm Ojibwe language coordinator now, so what I do is I make sure that language and culture are at the forefront of anything that we do. And I try to strengthen it and incorporate it where it hasn't been incorporated yet at the college, which is surprisingly in a lot of areas. But I basically do everything behind the curtains. And sometimes I do miss teaching, but it's rewarding working in any capacity with the language. So.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning, Nicole. What was that beginning like for you?
Well, I started out as a student there. After I graduated high school, I enrolled there. And the very first class I took was Ojibwe 1. And at the time, Benny and Ba were team teaching. So I think that I lucked out big time because I got the opportunity and the gift of learning from both those guys at the same time. And Benny's the kind of guy who would have sat back in his chair and orally taught it. He wouldn't write anything on the board. Whereas Bob, he taught both ways, but Bob was still able to write things on the board and to teach us the newer way, I suppose, and the old way at the same time. So I got two teaching styles, and I think that the beginning of my understanding with the language came from the humor of the language. And in all honesty, what I began to do is go home and find all the funny words I could have, and I'd bring them back to class the next day. And they would laugh. So that's kind of what I just tagged on to the humor, and I guess I had a knack for it and understanding it, and it just came easy for me, I guess.
So it started to grow from there, right?
Yep.
Nice. You know, as in any language, we have thought patterns and speech patterns, actually. And what was that like for you, crossing over a little bit?
Well, I came to the conclusion that English language is backwards. And I'll give you an example. Is when people say that gigawabamin, but in English language we say, I'll see you later. But when we say it in our language, it's saying, it's you I will see. See, we always put the other person before we put ourselves. And English is the opposite way, and the concepts are the opposite. our languages, we speak in concepts when we speak in language, and those concepts are so right, they feel so right, but when we talk in English, it's so selfish. And we do a good job today with our words, but still it's not as respectful and considerate as our own language.
That's really good, because to know for people that are out there that are that would like to learn the Ojibwe language, some, you know, they talk about it as a second language, but in reality it's really a first language for all of us that are Ojibwe. No matter what time you start, you could start 40, 50 years down the road, and it's still your language.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't belong to just any one person.
Right.
You know. So when you first started, what kind of words were you learning? Were you just learning individual words, or were, because you said that you got some learning from both teachers. Was it words that you started out with, or was it full complete sentences that you started out with?
It was both. And I think that's what I, like Benny, he would say, sometimes it felt like a whole paragraph. It's like we had to memorize that, but that was the way he learned, and that's the way we should be learning today. But, so I was learning both, and Bob would write down the patterns for us so we could see them. And then I would hear Benny say them. So our language is all patterns. And when we branch off and make bigger sentences, we're just making room for more patterns. And that's what I try to tell the students at the college there is, it's just patterns. If you can memorize the patterns, next comes the vocabulary. Because if you see a new word, you know how to use it right. You know what I mean? Like when you're talking about something and a being, you cannot talk about, you can't use both patterns when you're talking about a being or a object.
Could you explain that a little bit further for us?
For example, if I'm going to talk about, let's say we're talking about deer meat, or chicken. If we want to talk about, if we're eating like a whole baked chicken or a boiled chicken, we would say ninda mwa baka akwe. You're talking about a being there because that chicken is still in whole, but if you're talking about like a chicken leg or something like that, then you would say nimijin it. Nimijin baka akwe wias. It's different. So if you're talking like with deer meat, you would say ninda mwa because it was a living. We traditionally hunted that and that being, and we traditionally cooked it. And then if we're even talking about a person, I would say, oh, ninini wabama, that man, I see him. But if you're talking about, I don't know, a table, you'd say, iwadupuin ni wabindun, it's that table that I see. So it's a different, it's almost the same kind of word, wabam, wabindun. So it's different, but.
Yes, there's a lot of reverence in the language, and when we talk about those types of things, some things are alive to us. A kick is alive,
mm-hmm.
You know, that means pale, but to most people it wouldn't be, it'd just be like an object. So I understand, you know, that there are huge differences. And we have like about 30 seconds left here. Let's talk about the verbiage, the alive language. Could you express a little bit about that?
I think the best example is when we talk to our kids. Our kids are, we're responsible for them. So when we talk to them, we teach them while directing them. And commands is probably the easiest form of the language to understand for new learners, because almost everybody on the reservation knows weesinin. Why? Because food brings people together. You're saying eat. That's verbiage right there, and that's the way we'd talk to kids. But we need to be a little bit more careful when we're talking to adults or elders. We need to be a little bit more considerate. Like, for example, when people say, nubba dubbin, to kids, sit down. If an elder comes to visit you, you're not going to say, nubba dubbin. You say, gida nama dub. You should sit. You're suggesting, you're not telling them what to do, you're not talking to them in the same way that you talk to a kid. So you need to be careful with our verbiage and the way we talk to others.
Okay, well, we're going to continue on next week. We got some more with Nicole Bolio here. So thank you for tuning on in. Please come back next week and we'll learn more from Nicole. All right, thank you, Nicole.
Oh, miigwech.
Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.